Earlier in the week, we spoke about the fact that two crucial licensing councils, this prompted by a very good story in MoneyWeb that I put up a link to, two important bodies, licensing councils that deal with airlines, had not been operating because they had reached the end of the term of the people who served on those boards and no replacements had been appointed. Well, yesterday after the cabinet meeting, it was made clear that council members had been chosen to sit on the International Air Services Licensing Council. They sit for a term of 3 years. That is good news, but it's not quite that straightforward because there's a lot of work that should have been done that hasn't been done. And we understand there's a massive backlog. So to talk about that backlog, but more importantly, its consequences for an industry that is really trying to take advantage of this lull in the COVID pandemic and get tourism back on track. Joining us is Aaron Munetsi, who is CEO at the Airline Association of Southern Africa. Mr. Munetsi, welcome and thanks very much for your time. The fact that we didn't have an operational International Air Services Licensing Council for a year, What has been the consequences of that for you and your colleagues?
Thank you very much for inviting us, John. Thank you for having me on the show. And yes, indeed, we are elated. We are actually very happy with the announcement of the two councils. It's a very big boost for us in the industry. But like you quite rightly said, there are major challenges that were caused by the non-operational non-operation of these councils over the past year or so. The first one, John, is the fact that our airlines, South African Airlines, could not apply and operate new routes out of South Africa. They could not even add services to the existing routes because all these things need to be approved by the licensing council. So by not being able to operate new routes or add new destinations, it means that our airlines were hamstrung with very expensive assets because the aircraft that they operate, the teams that they operate with, the pilots and so forth, all the staff members are paid while the aircraft are sitting on the ground.
Yes, indeed.
And what that means to us then is that our members were not being able to, number one, commercialize their assets, and also in, like you quite rightly said earlier on, employing new people because jobs are much needed in this pandemic stage.
So I just want to be clear about this. Would this have applied to all airlines that operate in South Africa, whether they're majority South African owned or not? So in other words, would this have affected Lufthansa, United and others, for example?
No, these councils only apply to South African-based airlines.
Okay.
It doesn't apply to any foreign airlines. It's only our own airlines here in South Africa. So if an airline is flying from outside the country and it's not a South African country, it is not governed by the servicing council.
So let's look ahead then. What needs doing urgently? And is this council set up to work quickly from your past experience with them, Mr. Munetsi?
So the first thing that needs to be done very quickly, John, is that these councils members need to be inducted into their roles,
right?
And given the cases that are already on their desks in their files, so that they can evaluate and see how quickly they can go through them. They must be able to prioritize those cases. But what we as the industry are expecting is that they will hit the ground running. They will be able then to approve all the applications that have been sent through over the past year.
Right.
They must be able to either approve or deny or do whatever needs to be done, but they must go through all these applications. That's the first thing. The second thing is these councils also need to go through appeals that have been made by our members. Because what happens is, even if an airline was granted traffic rights to operate, for example, between Johannesburg and a city outside South Africa, Maputo, for example, and they have not used those traffic rights, let's say, for 6 months.
Right.
Any other airline in South Africa has the right to appeal to the council to say, we want to operate on this route, but these rights are being held by an airline that has not used them.
Yes.
And then they can apply and get the application considered by the council. We would want the council to do that as quickly as possible.
Boy, lots still to be done, but thanks for the update. Aaron Munetsi, CEO at the Airline Association of Southern Africa. I mean, it is, to me, it really is appalling that an entire year could go by and all they did in the end was appoint five people to sit on this International Air Services Licensing Council. And the disjunct between something like the State of the Nation address, although interestingly enough, I don't think there was any mention or little mention of tourism in this year's SONA, but every SONA we hear the importance of tourism, and regularly on platforms, the importance of tourism. And then I'm not saying just pick five names out of a hat. Clearly there's due diligence, there's getting a balance of the right people, etc. But really, a whole year on a council that has a fixed term? So you knew that was coming to an end, the way you know that Chief Justice's term is coming to an end. And a year has gone by in which airlines in South Africa, battling as they are, were left completely without a service they cannot access from anyone except the state.